on that seminal text that's going to be generally acknowledged in the field, which is then going to carry all kinds of other resonances, right? So by referring to this one seminal text, that immediately situates this writer in terms of theoretical perspective, as well as Pinker's well-known, in linguistics at least, set of expectations or assumptions about language. And did you also?
I was going to say, are they setting you up to refute it by any chance, or are you kind of leaving themselves up?
That's a reason, right? And given I'm only giving you the introductory paragraph, we don't, but that's a reasonable question to be asking. That's another reason we might begin with the citation of a seminal source, right? This is what the field has traditionally believed. My project is going to show why there's a problem with that set of beliefs, or why there's a way that we need to challenge some of its assumptions, or it's a reach, right? Maybe it works, but only in a narrow sense. Mm-hmm. No, so those are great comments, right? Because again, the introduction here has to set the stage somewhere. We have to orient ourselves, and it can't just be you, right? I mean, you're wonderful people, but when we're writing a thesis project, we're having to insert ourselves fairly quickly into the larger conversations in the field. In this case, there are theoretical questions at stake. Maybe for some of you, there are other kinds of questions at stake. Maybe it's not the theoretical challenge, but like, for example, the application of this, how do we create new resources for teaching? How do we create new resources for persuading farmers to change some of their agricultural practices?